B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, guys.
How can we help you, madam?
I met this really nice guy, Dan, at a house party. I know we're not supposed to be having house parties, but it was in the backyard, and it was fairly chill.
You don't have to explain. You don't have to explain.
Right. Okay. I bet you were all wearing masks, too, right?
Yeah, right. And waving to each other from across the yard.
Yeah.
Sure. So, anyway, he comes up to me, and I was by myself, so he probably felt safe to do that. And then he, we just, like, had the best conversation, and it's been a while. So I invited him back to my place, and it was fantastic, like, probably one of the best sex experiences I've ever had.
Okay.
And, anyway, great, awesome. I wake up, he's gone. Okay, whatever. Then I hit him up afterwards, and he ghosts me.
Nothing?
There's nothing in response. There's nothing in response. But the night before, he was all about everything.
So you met a stranger at a party, had sex with him, and then didn't hear from him again? God, that doesn't sound like a booty call at all. It's not a one-night stand. Hey, wait.
I mean,
and before you had sex, like when you guys first were talking, he was agreeing with everything that you were saying?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We need to get to the bottom of this.
Because you're defeating her already.
I mean, listen, you know, this is the writing is on the wall. Are you kidding me? But
oh, no. Okay, well, we'll see, right?
We'll see. We'll call him and we'll see.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Janet, if you're just joining us. And Janet was at a party, little house party, outside, socially distancing, everybody wearing masks. Yeah, right. Anyway, so she met this random dude. I'm going to say he told her his name was Dan. They started talking, getting along, felt like there was a connection, went back to Janet's place, had sex. After that, Dan's been gone forever. Janet apparently has never heard of things called one-night stands, booty calls, and things of that nature. She thinks that there must be something wrong. But we'll see.
Let's see.
All right. Janet's I don't want to do this anymore.
Right, I know, right?
Too late.
You're crushing her dreams.
Yeah. Okay, stay quiet. We're going to call him right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Dan?
Yeah, it's Dan.
He exists. Okay, so Dan, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9. It's a radio station. And the reason we're calling you is because somebody that you know gave us your number. Because they basically, it's a good thing. They want to ask you out. It's a girl. She wants to ask you out on a date. We'll pay for whatever date you choose. So you can pick the whatever restaurant you want to go to, whatever day you're free. Eat and drink as much as you want. And we'll pay for the whole thing because we'll set the whole thing up in advance. So free date, as much food and drinks as you want. How's that sound?
A little suspicious, but let's see who it is, I guess.
Okay, well, I'll tell you. Her name is... So you met her at a house party, and you hung out with her one night, and she hasn't heard from you since. Janet.
I don't think I've been on any dates with Janet.
You don't think you've been on many dates with a Janet?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a date necessarily.
Yeah,
right?
Actually, it really wasn't a date. It was more like you met her at a party and you guys went to her house and had sex. Does that narrow it down? Because I don't know if I can narrow it down any more than that.
Yeah, but that wasn't a date.
That wasn't
I took care of her. It's usually not that they call back, right?
What? What do you mean you took care of her?
Well, okay, I was told that she was a hooker.
Whoa!
Hooker, what?
Wait, hold on. Okay, Dan.
Oh, my God.
Janet's on the phone right now. She heard what you said. Can you... Okay, Janet, just be quiet for a second. Dan, can you explain why you got the... why you assumed that she was a hooker?
Well, my friend... So we were at this house party, yeah, I guess like you said.
And my friend pointed over to this, you know, couple girls and said, you know, she's a hooker.
What?
So I, you know, needed some company, and I thought I got some company for the night. I didn't know it was going to be she'd call him back and stuff.
What the f*** are you talking about, Dan? Who the f*** told you that I was a hooker?
Right.
My friend Craig.
Where is he coming from?
His friend Craig said that you were a hooker.
Oh, do you know Craig?
I don't even
he's my friend.
No, not you. Jesus.
You obviously know Craig. Right. Craig's the one who told you Janet was a hooker. Janet, do you know Craig?
I don't even know Craig.
If you're not a hooker, then why'd you take the money?
What?
I left $100 on your dice stand.
I just thought you dropped that, Dan. Like, I just thought you legit...
What?
Drugs that.
Wait. I
thought
that's what the payment was.
Wait, so, Joe, hold on. Janet, so you...
What the f***?
So, wait, there was $100 that you found $100?
$200.
You found $200. Okay, so, yeah, you're a hooker. I mean, at least he paid you. Wait, but I don't understand.
I'm not a fucking hooker.
No, I'm joking. I'm just saying that he thought you were a hooker and he was nice enough to pay you. But Dan,
unbelievable.
Does your friend normally fuck with you, or is this like?
I mean, never this hard. Like, we've been pulling pranks since high school, but nothing like this.
Oh my god! Yeah, well, I got you good.
I hate to tell you, but Craig just won.
He owes you $100, dude.
Yeah, Craig just won.
He owes me a couple $100.
I mean, Janet, I did have a great time, by the way, so.
Oh, would you like to see her again?
I thought it was a whole different thing.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Maybe we can salvage this. We can put this back together.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Now that we know that Janet is not a hooker and she did have a good time with you and you did have a good time with her, and this next date would be on us, we'd be the ones paying. Would you guys be willing to see each other again now under different circumstances?
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.